Hi, Tyler?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Tyler. My name's Jesse. I'm the specialist in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. You know, it's Tuesday. I mean, somebody in my meeting today said it's Taco Tuesday, and I like that. It also made me a little hungry. So I'm using that one today. So... So Tyler, I know you've been speaking with my MAPI coordinator, Tara. She does a great job of kind of going over the basics of the program. But before I get into the price, did you have any questions at all?
Yeah, I did. So for example, if I were to go on Google, my Google business profile, I could pay for advertising, and wouldn't that do basically a similar thing if I put in a keyword for irrigation repair and I'm in Santa Maria, I come up and I'm on the list. And if I pay them, you know, X amount of money, they do an ad, so I show up on the very top. What's the difference if I go through your service?
So that's a great question. So, Tyler, you definitely have the ability to go through Google and do the ad campaign. So that's the only thing that Google will actually charge for. It's Google Ads. The thing with Google Ads is they can get really pricey. So
every time someone clicks.
Right. So that would be that click, they can range from I've seen them go up to $30 a click for one click.
Yeah, so it can get out of control that way.
So, I mean, we do have a package that we can do Google Ads, and it manages it for the month. So we take care of your ad spend for the month, take that on, and then allot so much for that ad spend for the month.
What's the difference between the service you're offering and then the Google Ads? So it's not click-based. It will show up on an ad. It's just, what exactly does it do? How does it work?
Well, so the great thing, so let's just say you did Google Ads through us, right? Not only would we be able to put a certain amount for ad spend for the month, and so you're not paying for those clicks, so it's getting out of control, because really it's much more difficult to have, like, a stop on it, you know, right? So those clicks can just keep on going, and then you'll have a bill for like $600. What we can do is we'll manage that for the month, but we also market it towards your peak business hours of the day with both computer and mobile devices. So we have information with Google Ads when people are most frequently looking for your services online to be able to market towards those specific times of the day for Google Ads. Now, the package that we were calling about, though, was for the map section. I mean, again, we can do Google Ads, but specifically we were calling about the map section of Google. And with Google itself, they don't actually deal with that at all. So that's why they hire companies like us, right, to partner with them. They actually come into our office and train us on their services to fill positions on the first page. Right, because that.
Okay, so it's for maps. So if you know, when I'm looking for a plumber, I'm not necessarily going to open maps on my iPhone to find a plumber. I'd probably go into Google and type into Google plumber. And so what, you know, how does the maps affect it? Is Google Business based off of maps, or is it based off of something else? Because it is a geographical, you know, attachment. When you Google plumber, it's based off of where you are, right? So.
It is, yeah. So, I mean, like, let's say you personally, with your Google business profile, you're at the address that you registered it at, you know, right there. There is a possibility, since you're searching from the address that you registered it at, that it would be coming up closer to the top. But even then, still, it may not. It's whoever's filling that position to get in there to be seen further away from just the address that you registered it at, right? You know, I mean, because go ahead.
Well, if I Google it, there's a few people that show up first. If I Google irrigation repair or sprinkler repair, it does still come up. It comes up higher on the list the closer I am to my house. But basically what you would do is I'd be as high as them if I'm searching in Santa Maria or whatever the geographic location is.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So would I come up first, or would there be others above me?
So first page placement, now, just to be clear, it's not like a directory listing like the yellow pages. It's not like you're paying for that spot. It does rotate. So, it would be the first page always, but it isn't necessarily going to be number one always. So it can rotate between like two and four. Like, you know, for our company, let's just say for our company, Local Splash, if you're going to Google local SEO Costa Mesa, we're number one right now. Last week we were number three, you know, and so it just rotates on that page. That's just how Google works. So that they can give, you know.
Yeah,
other
so right
people.
Now I'm still on the first page, but I'm ninth. I'm in ninth position. So I was thinking that had something to do with the fact that I don't have any reviews yet. Does a review add you higher automatically or no?
No, it really has nothing to do with reviews. I mean, reviews can be helpful for getting people mainly to call you, you know, because people tend to look at reviews, but. It really has nothing to do with the actual placement on Google. There are lots of people.
I was thinking. God.
Yeah.
Okay. So what would the rate be? In what are the options in the rate?
Okay. We do have a couple of different packages, like I mentioned. Now we have a Pro, a Platinum, and a Platinum Premier package. Now the Pro package I can go ahead and do for $199. Month to month, the Platinum package I can do for $2.99, and the Platinum Premier package I can do for $4.99.
The only thing I would get is I'd be higher on the list.
No. So we're an A to Z marketing option for your online presence, Tyler. So let's just say for the Pro package, right? For the $1.99 package. What that would include, it is going to be for your Google local optimization set up there for that spotlight position for up to 15 keyword phrases. We do submit your company with all the popular directory listings like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, because Google really looks for relevancy, so we want your company to be more relevant online. We're also going
to
get
this, hold on.
Sure.
Would this give me, if I do this, is that how I could eventually get accredited through the BBB is? By being attached to them, there's no other way to do that unless you're attached to them, right?
Right. Yes. So we would get you on the BBB, and accreditation. Usually, you know, sometimes they make you like pay for that, but we'll still get you on that that platform. Just like with Yelp, you know, you can get leads from Yelp. We'll get you on the platform, but we won't be actually like managing any like lead type of service from Yelp, right? That would
but
be
they
something.
Could,
that,
they, but they could call me directly.
Yes, they would be able to call you directly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I could get myself on Better Business Bureau and Yelp and all those other places myself. What's the benefit of having you do it? Am I just saving myself time, or do you have access that I wouldn't normally have?
It is a matter of saving yourself time. But it's also we're listing with you with 60 of them, right? 60 directory listings. Now, if you want to take the time to go list yourself with all 60 directory listings, I mean, you're more than welcome to. But, you know, one of the things that you have to look out for when you're doing that as well is information. So, you know, if you're listing yourself with multiple directory listings, and let's just say you put in one letter wrong or one number or whatever it may be, that can disqualify you from first page placement. So it is that making sure your information across the board is correct on the internet, because Google has bots. So the bots will go through the internet once a month to make sure that all the information for a company is correct. And if it's not, then they'll kick you off the first page of Google. So are those little things that you want to look for that, you know, a lot of people may not think of. And it literally can be just one tiny mistake of like, you know, one digit on your zip code is wrong or, you know, whatever that may be. So, I mean, it definitely is with us listing you with that. It is about information. It's also about relevancy. But let's just say you decided you didn't want to work with us anymore. Those directory listings will always be there. Those will never go away. You know, unless you go yourself and, you know, try to take yourself off of them. But those will
so
remain
what's the,
on the internet.
What would the ongoing, got it. So if they remain, what is the advantage of continually paying every month?
To keep you on the first page of Google. So it is, you're paying for that first page placement on Google continuously. Like, let's say you stopped paying for it, right? It's not necessarily that it would fall off the next day. It will fall off when the listing is filled again. So if somebody stops
I have one question. So I'm on my Safari right now on my iPhone, and I typed in irrigation repair Santa Maria, and I see Irrigation West, all weather landscape, and all county landscape. Is that what you're referring to as the first page is only those three? But it's not when you click more businesses, right? Is that the second page you're referring to?
No. So, yeah, it would be those first three. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so who would be kicked off of this if I took the position?
It may be that one of those businesses is just, like I said, if you stopped paying for it, it's not that you would fall off right away. It's just that, you know, once somebody else fills it, then that person would be come off of it, right? So, it's only once it's filled again.
Position would I fill? Do you know?
I honestly can't. I'm not allowed to give out that information of which company it may be that decided to stop paying for it.
I would definitely be in the top three.
Yeah. So it does take 30 to 45 days. Okay, Tyler, just to be clear. Getting your information across the board correct, getting all those directory listings, backlinking, keyword inputting, there's a lot of information that goes into getting you on that first page and keeping you there.
Uh-huh.
It does take up to 30 to 45 days. Now, because you do have a Google Business Profile already, that helps a lot with the timeline. You know, we get companies that don't have a Google Business Profile, and I'm sure you know that takes a couple of weeks all in itself.
Right.
So, you know, there's...
Okay, so, but you can guarantee it's one of the, it's going to be one of the top three?
So, okay. Now, since I am partnered with Google, Tyler, I am going to tell you, I'm not allowed to use that word. We can actually lose our partnership by using the word guarantee, but I can definitely tell you, if we can do that for ourselves, we can do that for you, right? So,
is there... In the first page on an iPhone, there's only three businesses, but maybe from a computer there might be more because it's a bigger screen, or is there always three?
It's always three.
Before you put more businesses.
No, okay. it's always going to be three.
So basically, you can't guarantee it, but, you know, one week I might be the first one, and then the next week I might be on the – you might have to click more businesses, and I might be the fourth one, but you say most of the time I would be in the first?
Yes, so that's, at least we're on the same page, because that's exactly why we're not allowed to use that word guarantee, you know, because if you do rotate and then we set that unrealistic expectation for you, it's a problem for Google and for us, right? So, we're just not allowed to use that word, but here we under-promise and over-deliver our services. So, you know, it is setting those realistic expectations for you and what you're going to get out of your marketing.
Now, the rate that you suggested, there was $199, is that including the part-time business rate?
Yeah, so that was including the rates that Tara had gone ahead and put in for you. Normally, it's actually $399 for that package.
Oh, wow.
So the $299 package is actually normally $599, and then the $499 package is actually just, it's only like $100 more for that package. But, that would be with the discount.
And what are the differences in the packages?
So after the directory listings, okay, so for the pro package, you get Bing, right? We place you on first page of Bing, and we'll get you on the mobile devices, like iPhones, Androids, tablets, and voice-activated systems like Alexa, because that is different programming. Now, the $299 package, what that would include, the difference is going to be Facebook ads. So this will be ads that will be running for the month. It will be something that's called retargeting and building brand awareness. So basically, if somebody looks for irrigation online and they go to Facebook, you'll be an ad that will be popping up in their news feed. So at that point, Facebook recognizes them as a potential customer when they've searched for your services online. So then they'll retarget that on people's Facebook if they've looked for that service. Does that kind of make sense?
Now, what other types? I looked at your company. So you do. Do you have other services? Because, you know, I might have something that might be higher priority, like, you know, creating a website or, you know, making a logo. Those were actually the two things that are higher on my agenda than this year, because I'm on Angie's list already. Not that I wouldn't want to do this today, but, you know, do you have other services that you offer in addition to this?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do create websites. That is definitely something that I can go ahead and include in the package. Normally, it's an extra $300. But for whatever package you get, I can go ahead and include that at no additional cost. And logos, I can actually include that as well. So we do logos as well.
Who would work with the design and the logo and the business? Would I have to meet with someone to do that, or how do they come up with, you know, the type of website or logo that I'm looking to achieve?
So let me kind of break it down. Okay, I'm gonna tell you exactly how everything is gonna work. So Tyler, we get you signed up, right? We set up everything. I'm gonna send you an invoice, get you locked in for payment. Then tomorrow or the next day, you're going to meet with your account management team. So that phone call will be about 20 to 40 minutes, depending on how many questions and input you have. But that's when you'll be introduced to them. It's kind of when the magic is going to start to happen, you know, when they're going to get more extensive information, kind of get an idea of a logo that you want. From that point, you'll be working with your account management team. From 5 to 7 days, you're going to get what's called a reporting dashboard. So this is actually where you'll be able to see the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, and even the location of the searches that are performed, okay? You'll also get all the directory submissions from 5 to 7 days. From 7 to 14 days, we'll get your website up and running. Now, we will definitely let you know what your website looks like before we launch it. We'll be in communication with you about that. If you decide to do Facebook ads, we also will get that up within 7 to 14 days. And then from 30 to 45 days, everything will begin to appear there on that first page. So that's how everything
okay,
will
so I kind of tell you, I kind of tell you what I'm looking to get, and you just create it on your own, or I mean,
yeah.
Would I get options?
You know, you can get options if you let them know that. You know, just tell them like, hey, I want this idea for a logo. You know, can you give me a couple of options of what that might be? They definitely can give you options of what
can
kind
I see,
of.
Can I see an example of one of the websites you guys created for a contractor? Can I check one out real quick?
Yeah, so just to clarify, so are you actually considered like a general contractor? I mean, irrigation is very specific, right? Is that pretty much all
irrigation
you do?
Irrigation falls under the C-27 license.
Okay.
So it's a landscape license, and there's a three-year, experience, a four-year experience requirement, and I have three. So that's another reason why I haven't fully launched it, is because I can't get the license until next year. But you're allowed to do a certain jobs under a certain dollar amount without a license.
Okay. So I just wanted to clarify what website would be good for you. So I texted you over a website. Now, the website that I texted you, these are really amazing websites. We actually just launched these a couple of weeks ago, so you're pretty lucky. These are what we call DIY sites. So we build these websites for you. You know, then you have the ability at any time, Tyler, if you want to change anything about your website, we give you complete access and show you how to change anything about your website at any time.
Yeah, because I like to get rid of, like, the stock photos and put photos from, you know, the actual work that I do. I think that cause my boss is one of these. And the pictures just look generic, and I'm just like, come on, you know, but, okay.
Definitely. Well, you can definitely showcase your work. I mean, I think a lot of our clients, I'd say about 70% of them, you know, really like that personable feeling of being able to showcase their own work and not just have stock photos.
So it would be $199. Would there be any other fees included in that, or was anything else, or is that it?
Well, so normally there's a setup fee, Tyler, but I went ahead and waived that for you since Tara had put in that both of those credits for you, the new in business and the part-time. So I waived the setup fee for you. So it is just the $199. So it would be no lead fees, no extra taxes, nothing like that. Again, we are a performance-based company, so there's no contracts. We do ask you to give it 2 months. You know, to bring the full program to fruition, but I know once you see those jobs coming in from Google, you won't be going anywhere anyway. So, and also, Tyler, if you did start with the $199 package, you do always have the ability later on to add Facebook ads or Google ads at any time. That you can totally add that on. So that's the only time it would cost anything more, is if you added other ad spend onto your package.
Okay. Yeah, so if I don't do it right now, you might call someone after me, and then they might choose to do it today. So this kind of, I kind of have to decide if I want to do it now, right?
Well, so I mean,
multiple spaces available.
No, well, so here's the thing. So Tyler, since we're partnered with Google, we have to sustain our client growth as well as our revenue, which means that we can't put our clients in competition with one another. So we only work with one business per industry per area to maximize that exposure and phone calls that our clients are getting. So basically, once we disconnect, it just continues calling out. There's about 40 people, you know, and in the other room that are just calling out until the listing is filled. So it's kind of like a first come,
okay,
first serve sort of thing. You know what I mean?
Got it. All right. Well, yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
And we'll see how it goes.
Okay. All right. So great. So, Tyler, I just am going to, so basically, again, what I'm going to do with you right now is I'm going to get some basics about your company, set you up for payment. I'm going to send you an invoice as well as our terms with everything in writing that we discussed. I'm going to read a voice verification, which just kind of outlines the service agreement with us, and set you up for your client interview. Okay.
Okay. Could you, I got one thing though. I've been on the phone with you for about 30 minutes and I just took my lunch. I got to get back and finish a job. I got some glue drying and some valves. I want to do it. Would you be able to give me a call back and let's say about an hour after I finish this job up? I got to get paid and do some testing.
Okay. Well, I mean, this will only take about 10 minutes. It would be real quick.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Then.
Okay. I'll be super quick. So, Tyler, do you have a middle initial?
M.
M, what's your last name?
M is in Michael. Dant. D-A-N-T.
Okay. And then what's the best email for you?
TylerDant7@gmail.com. That's just the number 7.
Okay. And then is the best address for you, is it going to be the 2248 Calabrio? I'm sorry, probably not saying that.
Caballero.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't necessarily want that listed online because that's my private residence, right?
No.
I don't have an office.
Yeah, we will go ahead and it's already hidden on your Google Business profile, but, you know, we won't list that anywhere online. So,
okay.
Definitely.
Okay, cool.
What are your hours? I mean, I pretty much have everything that you discussed. You pretty much told me everything you needed already anyway.
I'm 24/7, you know, because we deal with leaks and stuff like that. So most of our work is basically from 9 to 5, right? But in the event someone has, you know, an emergency where they have a broken pipe or something, we will go out and take care of that immediately. But primarily, I'm focusing my work to, you know, after 4 during the week, and then you know, on the weekends, you know, full time. But you know, that's just okay. Until I, you know, quit officially. But I guess you could just go ahead and put it, you know, 24 hours,
okay,
7 days a week. Is, you know, I make about double, you know, doing it for myself. So,
Okay.
You know, I don't anticipate getting a whole bunch of calls, but, yeah, I mean, you know.
Okay, perfect. So, and then I'll go ahead and set up your client interview real quick. I'll just be a couple of more minutes, okay? Let's see. So for the client interview, are you more available tomorrow in like the mornings or the evenings, afternoons? What works better for you?
Evening would be best. That would work well for me.
Okay. So the latest that I would have would be 3 to 4. Is that okay?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So the phone call will not last an hour, Tyler. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you.
I got an oil change at 3, so I'll have to do that, but it should be available.
Okay, I mean, you won't need anything other than, you know, just your knowledge, so you don't really need to be, like, in
okay.
front of a computer or anything like that.
Got it. Okay.
So, Tyler, now, for payment, is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, Discover?
It would be a Visa.
Okay, 1 second. All right, let me just put this in real quick. Okay.
Hopefully this pays itself off because, you know, that's actually I have another car, and that's about, it's a little bit more than I pay for the car payment.
Oh, really? Oh, man, my car payment is like $590. You're lucky.
Well, yeah, my Mustang's, you know, almost $700, but I still pay on a car that I don't even have anymore. It's, I blew the motor, so I give it to a junkyard, but I'm still paying on it until I get the title, and I, you know.
What? Really? Oh, my God, that sucks.
And the fucked up thing is they were going to give me $200 for it, and then I guess the junkyard, they sold the business, and, you know, they didn't, now that I didn't have anything in writing, so now the new owners, they put a lien on it, and they're, you know, so they're not even going to pay me. They just, it's theirs now automatically, right? So,
yeah.
It's basically just a total loss. But I'm only paying just for the credit, you know. I don't want to ever repo on the credit, you know.
Absolutely. That's like the worst thing to have. It's, you know, evictions or repos are just, you're pretty much shot. Okay,
yeah,
so.
But it's a Visa. I can give you the number.
Yeah, I'm ready for that whenever you are.
Okay, so it's 4342-5624-1214-5169. Expires 7 of 26.
Okay. And then the three-digit code on the back.
001.
Okay. So just the last
thing. My middle initial is on the card.
Okay, yeah, I put your middle initial in there. So, okay, so perfect. So, I am going to update and process payment for the $199. I'm just going to read the voice verification and have you sign the invoice. That's the last two things we have to do. So, just real quick.
Okay.
So, it's Tyler. Welcome to Local Splash. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
TMD Irrigation Service.
Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Tyler Dant, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so Tyler, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is we will never call you asking for more money. If any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already, okay?
Okay.
So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Sure.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So basically, if you do anything else online, which you won't need to, just let us know, okay?
Sure.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of August 23rd, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $199. This will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew on the 23rd of the month in the amount of $199. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So that's all done, Tyler. The very last thing I need from you is you should have gotten a couple of text messages just now. One of them says, Tyler M., thank you for choosing Local Splash. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay, do me a favor. Go ahead and open up that link. You can take your time, look this over. This is everything we discussed in writing. It will also be emailed to you. When you're done looking it over, scroll to the bottom, press the little white box that says I certified that I'm the authorized holder of the card. In the orange box, type out your middle name, your name with your middle initial, press confirm signature. And let me know when you're done with that, okay?
So this does include the logo and the website?
Yes. Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Okay, I went ahead and did that.
Okay, did it bring you to a username and login?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. You'll get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days, okay?
Okay.
So you can bookmark that. You know, but we'll also email it to you. So, I'm just, the last two things, I'm just going to text you my extension and phone number. So, Tyler, if you have any questions, you can always reach me. I'll send you a YouTube video of exactly how your reporting dashboard works, so you can check that out. And then you are all good to go. So tomorrow they will be calling you from that 877 number. I always just suggest it's helpful to save that in your phone. So the 877-635-6225. Okay?
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, Tyler, so you're all set and I'm ready to go. So, you know, I'm grateful to be the first person to welcome you to Local Splash. So if you need anything, you can always reach out to me, okay?
Thanks a bunch. You have a great rest of your day, ma'am.
You too. Bye, Tyler.
Bye.